has her tentacles from the fur of cat on the depths of the air. Don't know if this band is in the ice, that's one of the things I have from there. There's a track at the edge of the abyss, before that you've opened from the end of Mendesium, there's a track, Curse. Alright, I have about 30 more minutes to go here before I finish up the presentation. WRCT is, that's back on it. Cinema is a single screen theater in the strip landscape neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week they choose a movie theme ranging from classic art, film, animation, fantasy, and more. The concession stand features natural popcorn, there's craft beer next door, and vegan options. Grand Cinema is located at 415 Butler Street in Lansford. For more information, visit the website at rojascinema.com or call 412-904-3225. Yeah, it's just going to get kind of noisy for a bit here. You can just play Tuna or something. They'll play a better show on next. See you next weekend. Then we're here on WRCT Pittsburgh, 7 to 9 on Sundays.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
Thank you. most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hey, everybody. We're Steel Yams. We're a little student group on campus. Yeah, we like to jam. Dion's fist pumping. We're here with WRCT Pittsburgh. Whoa! Woohoo! This is so exciting. Yeah, John is very excited. So we're going to play a little Cleo Soul jam song. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Cleo Soul, but she makes really good neo soul slash like folky, very like earthy girl vibes. Yeah, and we don't have our singer with us today, so Dion's gonna take lead, and then we kind of just jam over the rest of the song. It's very freeform, so it will not sound like the beginning at all, but that's okay, because that's lucky what we do, because we have ADHD, and we just get bored. Okay, take it away, David. Thank you. So, yeah, that was, started off as Cleo Soul, and then it ended in a song that Dion wrote. He has his best visions at night, I believe, is when he wrote it, and then we played it one time. We only practiced that one time, at least the second part. So it was mostly free form. But yeah, a little process of how we jam. We'll start with a groove, and then, at least from my perspective as a drummer, I listen for when David changes his bass line, and then I try to make a groove that fits better with whatever bass line he's doing. And then, typically, Dion will be in control of like the chord progressions and where we're going. John always has got like a lick up his sleeve. I feel like he's got the licks, a nice little rhythm guitarist. But you'll see him, you'll hear him solo more. But definitely, David and Dion definitely soloed the most in that song. And the type of groove we were doing was Dilla. I don't know if you know Jay Dilla. He's a famous producer. And he came up with that swing. It's like a quintuplet, so it's like a, where I'm playing in like a swinged, it'd be like I'm playing five notes instead of four in the typical bar. And it sounds cool over everything else, and it sounds cool in like a more hip-hop-ish groove. So yeah, now we're gonna do, what are we gonna do? Some jazz. We're just gonna do some jazz, I guess. We're gonna do a song. This is a song that Dion and I wrote. It has different time signatures, so it starts in 4, and then it goes to 5/4, and then it goes to 6/4, and then it goes back into 4/4. So you will hear that if it sounds, the one isn't right where it's supposed to be. That's why. Yeah, it's a good time. There's no name for the song. It's just like wacky song or whatever. Okay. that was fun. We actually literally played that song once for Battle of the Bands and then never played it again. So that was our first time playing it in a minute. But it was fun. It sounded fun. We have an Instagram. It's steel.yams, and there's like with a Z. Okay, steel.yams with a Z. Yeah, and you'll see an AI generated picture of a potato, and that's the yam. It's
we changed it.
Never mind. There's a different picture. Just forget that I said that. It's a drawing. Oh yeah, somebody drew us. It's that, which is way cooler anyways. Let's just move on. So now we're going to do We're going to bring it back to the mid 2000s with a song by Childish Gambino called Redbone.